Welcome. I am Mark Berkler, and I have with me today Emily Ladley, and she is going to be sharing her story of how she's worked with dreams throughout her life. She's going to start in her childhood, because she had dreams then, and now she's got dreams as an adult, and her approach to dreams has changed. Her style of interpreting dreams have changed. Science has told us we all dream an hour and a half every night. So dreams are a big part of our life, and if we can learn to work with them well, perhaps there's a gift in our dreams. So, Emily, thank you for being with us.
Thank you. It's an honor,
And
Mark.
you tell us about your childhood. You started with dreams in your childhood. Let's start there. What about dreams in your childhood?
Yes, actually, I grew up in a household that had a dream interpretation book. How unusual is that? We didn't have many books, but somehow there's a dream interpretation book. And I mean, look, going back, totally wrong. Totally wrong. Totally wrong. I mean, I can tell you because that the I had one time that the dream about snake, and then this book says the snake is God. Huh? I know it's totally written by the wrong spirit, wrong author. But anyway, I was having dreams even from the childhood, and throughout the life, I. Whatever I could find about the dream interpretation, I the multitude of books and dictionaries collected and I read, and it's that's how my life that I knew dream was important in my life, and I had no one to guide me to teach me. All I had was like those resources out there, some inconsistency there, and but it's that's all I had. So that's my, that's how I began.
Right. Okay. Which is where we all have to begin. We have to begin with some resources around us. They may be right. They may be wrong. I've obviously found many things that I used to try to do that I decided now are wrong. So you found a course that you decided was helpful and you took the course. Tell us about the course. Tell us how it helped you.
Oh, this, the God brought that the free video course that charity teaches, but dream interpretation, and it was revolutionary. I mean, after all that, the multitudes of books and dictionaries I've seen, this way that charity was teaching is so revolutionary. I've never heard such a thing, and it's just wow. And then already immediately started to change my life. Applying it from what I know, but I wanted to know more in the depth, and so I signed up the course.
So
And
you
I
took
did,
charity,
and
you
I'm
took
still
charity's
blessed.
course. Okay, that's good.
I usually have three dreams every day, and it used to take about 2 hours in the morning to decode.
Okay.
And the new way I learned. It's much faster and so fun. So fun and then accurate. And I know that what he wants to address. See, that's the main, so accurately know what God wants to address through this dream.
So how do you know that your interpretation is accurate?
Well, Holy Spirit confirms. Aha moment, used to interpret trying to fit the dreams into the dictionaries, so many bunch of dictionaries, and then it's trying to shove the dream into dictionaries, and then still like, is this what is God talking about? And it's kind of a gray, like throughout the day. Like a gray, like that unclear. What is this? What is this? That doesn't feel right. But this like a new way is that it is instead of logics and intelligence and bunch of database, it's intuitive revelation of the spirit of God, and the Holy Spirit inside of me clicks. Ah, like aha moment. So no longer my clever ability to interpret. all the scholars that the put together, that the somebody that the, who doesn't know me personally put together. It's all about the trusting relationship with God. And I really sense that the Holy Spirit enjoys playing with me, like a hide and seek way. You know, God conceals the matter and the dream code, and then as a decoding, what does this mean? And then this interactive holy with the Holy Spirit, it's like a, we are playing together as interpret. So it's so fun. And I know that I know because it clicks, and then I can live on it. I'm so encouraged. If that the course needs to be changed, it's not a condemning way, you know. And oh, bad things gonna happen. It's not like a. It's a, he gives the hope. He gives that the path how to get back on track. You know, always encouraging, always hopeful, so loving kindness. That's
Amen.
why
Well,
I
I totally understand that. Living out of your head and trying to interpret it with logic and reason, as opposed to living from your heart. Because the dream came from your heart, and God lives in your heart. And when you have the right interpretation, your heart will leap and say, "That's what I was trying to say to you." And so you have that witness in your heart. And so you've switched which faculty it is you use to interpret your dreams. You don't use the faculty of your logic. You use let your heart and intuition and flow guide you in the process. So I understand that. So thank you for sharing that. So how about a dream? Can you share more, maybe a dream with us? Then we'll go to work and see what you did with it. But tell us the dream. Tell us the dream.
Okay, well, one of the dream that I had was that you know, I was in a car with my sons, and I saw a brown bear in the distance, and the bear jumped into our car. And what I thought was a brown bear was actually a white wolf. And it sat on one of my son's lap, the John's lap. And I was not afraid. And I knew that I have power over it and that I'm not to react to it. And then to, so, and then to make a, to breathe slowly, to make the wolf know that, oh no, I'm not the enemy. And so breathe slowly to create the peaceful atmosphere and to show that I'm not attacking. And I even close my eyes in a restful, trusting heart. So that was a dream.
Okay, so how did you go about interpreting this, and what did the Lord show you about it?
Well, the first thing I need to find out about is that was that setting. You know, if you don't know what God is talking about, what area in your life, what way, you know, what about what area he's talking about, we know nothing. We know nothing. Is he talking about finance? Is he talking about your health, relationship, career, ministry? What is it God is talking about? Otherwise, you cannot go anywhere. You know, see, that's what the dictionary, bunch of the database won't do it. First thing, most important thing is to know the setting. And in order to find out the setting, we need a two clear piece of information. That is that the what are my action and emotion. So key action and key emotion. So I asked myself, what was my key action in the dream? And the key action was taming the intruder. Intruder came into the car, so I was trying to tame. So that was my action. And what was my key emotion, my feeling? My key emotion was trusting goodness. I trust the goodness because it's going to be goodness. I trust. So that was a key emotion. So from these two pieces of information, I asked myself, in what way and what area in my life am I trying to tame that intruder and trust in goodness? And it was revealed to me by the Spirit of the Lord. And this message was about parenting. You know, dreams are symbolic. And dream, you know, symbols are personal. But you know, see that this like parenting. You know, at the time, I had this dream. Our sons were teens and preteens, and our relationship dynamics were really changing. They're no longer a child, but not quite adult yet. They're not clinging to me like small children anymore. And as a mother, you know, I was feeling like they're distant from me. And our relationship may be in danger. So that's how what you know, I was feeling. So that's what the God wanted to address that. You know, and so this is how I started to decode that message in the dream. You know, dreams are symbolic, and then dream symbols are personal, and it may vary not only person to person, but also season to season in our lives. So two animals have appeared in the dream, right? The bear and wolf. And when animals show up in a dream, it often represents feelings. So to me personally, what is my feeling associated with bear? And it's a feeling of danger. So how about wolf? And I feel that wolf shows loneliness and independence. So that's what they were showing in the dream, you know, in distance. You know, I saw bear approaching, and I thought, oh, it's a dangerous attack. You know, our relationship is in a danger attack. But when the bear entered our car, and actually it was a white wolf. So it was not a danger, it was a loneliness and independence. You know, the color brown, from the brown bear was representing earthly and of this world to me. So earthly danger, the brown bear was. And the color white means to me it's a pure, holy, rightness, righteous to me. So white wolf represent was you know pure loneliness and a rightful independence. Holy, you know, rightful. You know, as a teen and preteen, it was a right to seek independence, right? So I thought our relationship was in danger, but the God was telling me that there's no danger, and that for them, be independent is right, and at the same time, making me aware that I had a pure loneliness in my soul. You know, white wolf sat on John's lap. And now the person shows up in the dreams, most of the time representing something about ourselves. So first question I asked was, you know, what is this person's dominant personality that I perceive? You know, sometimes it means the person's name or job, so what this person is known for. That may give a clue to what the person represents. And for this case, John, so dominant personality is unity. You know, even when he was a toddler, he wanted the family hug. Family hug, family hug. He called the toddler so cute. And then he called everyone and wanted that the circle and hug each other. And then I've never seen such a beautiful divine desire to unite as one accord. You know, and so whenever that my son John is in a room, there's a unity. The people become selfless and take eyes off from self, and then be able to see that the God's desire, the destiny, for the big purpose, the vision, and people unite. So that is a dominant personality. So John represented the unity to me, and you know, so this white wolf sat on John's lap. That means it sat on that the lap of the unity, the foundation of unity. What sat was the loneliness and independence to, you know, sitting on the unity. And you know, I knew in the dream that I had a power over what was happening, and then not to react to it, but breathe slowly to create the peaceful atmosphere. And I even closed my eyes in that trusting heart. You know, dream gives a God's perspective, because God's perspective is often different from ours. And he allows us to feel his heart. And his heart is to create the peaceful atmosphere at home. And I felt it in a dream. And then he wanted to treat each one, he, me to treat each of my sons in the trusting in God. So in a dream, I was breathing slowly and closing my eye, even closing my eyes, that it means that to overlook the offense, even at such times that when you know they're in the middle of figuring things out on their own independently. And so that's what the dream was really revealing. So that's how we interpret
Wow. Wow.
it.
Okay. So the wonderful thing about life is that God can talk to us about everything. And so you presented this dream to God and in journaling, and you asked if he would speak to you and give you his perspective, his understanding of the dream. And so you journaled. So
Yes.
would you be willing to share your journey, read your journaling to us? We'd love to hear it.
Yes. God spoke to my heart and said, "There's no need to worry about your children. It may look like a danger in your relationship with your sons recently, but they're acting out of protectiveness over their manliness. They're growing up into a man. Individuality is right and healthy. It looks like a danger, but it is not before the power of peace you carry within you. Show them your trusting, sweet love. Treat them with your trusting honor toward them. Create the atmosphere of family hug again, daily. Breathe slowly, my dear. You are not there to attack by reacting. You are there to breathe slowly the air of peace of my kingdom in your home. You are an atmosphere setter. Yes, you are called to be an atmosphere setter. It does not matter what mood your sons are in. Remain peaceful. Be still and know that I am God." Amen. Isn't it awesome that since then, see, my behavior changed,
Right.
my perspective changed, stronger faith came because of the dream, because I felt the restful breathing and a trust of God. So relationship has been enlightened by the dream and blessed. Our relationship has been blessed ever since. Isn't that amazing?
Yes, it is. That's called wonderful counsel from the wonderful counselor on how to be a better parent and how to go through the stages of parenting as our children are growing up and not be threatened. So overall, the benefit of dreams in your life has been what?
Oh, it's amazing. You know, the dreams give action plan. Everybody wants to know what to do
Right.
next, right? And because that intel is given in a dream to whoever seeks the hidden things, God made it so in a way that the whoever seeks will find, and we'll find. We just need to come to God, then, seek. And then it's like, enjoy the process, enjoy this intimacy. And then he gives this action plan what to do next. And our lives change, and more importantly, most importantly, I would say, intimacy with God. Intimacy with God is created in this playing with him, playing with the Holy Spirit, playing with Jesus, playing with the Father, where there's like, the God is enjoying this process of growing us, leading us. And so each dream brings closer to his heart, because he's a good God and he wants to lead us into the good place, right? And communing with God is like a day and night. That's the thing. That's why Jesus died for. That's why we are here. I mean, what kind of a parent that don't want to to talk to your own child, own children, want to talk so freely, just to pour everything you have. And then so, that's God's heart. Intimacy with God.
Yep, that is God's heart. And Emily, thank you for sharing your dream. There's 50 dreams in the Bible. A third of the Bible comes out of dreams. You're sharing with us how your life is unfolding out of a dream. And God is telling you how to take step by step as your children grow and not be offended by their growth, but celebrate their growth and be able to release them into adulthood without fears of danger. I just find it awe-inspiring that level of insight and peace could descend upon you through a single dream and help you become a much, much better parent as your kids go through the teenage years. Every parent needs this kind of wisdom. So Emily, thank you for sharing your dream, and I will believe this will be an inspiration to many other parents to say, yeah, I need to take a course on dream interpretation. I need to learn how to master this skill. So thank you for sharing your story with us. Anything else you
Oh,
wanted to
it's an
say?
honor.
Are we good?
Well, I'd like to actually say that this new way to interpret is so fun, so fun. I never experienced this much fun and enjoyment decoding dreams for decades of interpreting. And then it not only faster and fun, but it's accurate. And then I know in my heart the life changing. So and then this season and more, that God is revealing that his heart, his plans through the visions, the dreams, visions in the night. And then so this is the time to really learn how to learn what God is saying during the day and during the night, because God
Amen.
is speaking. God is really want to communicate, commune with us. He wants to have intimacy with all of us.
Amen. All right, Emily, you have inspired us all. So thank you very much for sharing your testimony.
Pleasure.
And I'm going to say goodbye for now. God bless. Thank you.
God bless
Amen.
you too.
All right.